As I was abroad one night with a friend, he told me a pretty relation, which you shall hear if you'll stay till the end. It is the best now in the fashion. But take my advice before I begin, I'd have you take care of your purses. For if a minnow by chance should slip in, I'm sure you'll have none of my verses. There was a cooper, a huffing young blade, had got a good wife with a portion. Oh, how did she wish she was still a maid, or that there might be a divorce? For why he always did rant about, still seeking the ladies of London, whilst his poor wife at home did cry out, "Alas, I am utterly undone. I have been married many a year, yet cannot have that which is common. Though I did entreat him, I'm never the near, still he will lie by a strange woman. Let him alone, he roving goes on, he takes a full swing of his pleasure. If you'll believe me, before he comes home, I'll make him repent it at leisure." Now Tom the prentice was working alone, and heard all these passionate speeches. He threw down his tools, and to her did come, and joyfully shoved up his breeches. "Mistress," quoth he, "am I not your man? Be pleased for to tell me your sorrow, and I will cure it if that I can, nay, if I shall die for tomorrow." "Ah, Tommy, thou art a brisk young youth, I like well thy amorous ditty. My duty," quoth he, "is to please you forsooth, when my master is void of all pity. Since my master a bulling is gone, oh, let us make much of this hour. But what if he in the meantime should come, he certainly would us devour." He hardly had spoke, but somebody came, who madman-like did fall a-bouncing. Oh, fire and gunpowder, how they both ran, poor Tommy at this fellow flouncing. "Oh, mistress," quoth he, "where shall I go? The fright did make them to quarrel." "Oh, Tommy," quoth she, "I do not well know. Oh, creep into that empty barrel." The cooper, as he was standing without, did hear all this deadly clutter. Now when he came in, quoth he, "What's the rout? Ah, the cat has been at the butter. I no sooner perceived the jade, but I most hideously cries out. I ran and thought for to make her afraid, but the witch almost pissed my eyes out." Now Tommy my cruel shriekings did hear, and came to revenge my poor quarrel. But he ran away with a flea in his ear, and ran into that empty barrel. Then quoth the cooper, "Tommy, come out, here's a shilling to make thee and I friends." For he did think something else was the rout, till that they did play master by ends.